This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. According to Hamas-run government officials, Israeli airstrikes hit a refugee camp near Gaza City for a second day in a row on Wednesday, which they say caused many deaths and injuries. VOA's Linda Gradstein has more from Jerusalem.
Israel says that several senior Hamas people were in that refugee camp and they were targeting them, especially one who was one of the planners of the October 7th massacre in which several thousand Hamas gunmen came into Israel and killed some 1,400 people, mostly civilians. Israel says it had told civilians for several weeks to leave that area, knowing that was sort of a stronghold of Hamas and that Israel was going to bomb it. There were many deaths. We're talking about probably several dozen killed and maybe more.
VOA's Linda Gradstein. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Wednesday Americans will now be able to exit war-torn Gaza, and the administration will work hard to get additional Americans out of the region in days.
We're continuing working to significantly step up the flow of critical humanitarian assistance into Gaza. The number of trucks entering Gaza continues to increase significantly, but we still have a long way to go. The United States is going to continue to drive humanitarian support.
An initial group of foreign nationals, including Americans, departed Gaza on Wednesday, the U.S. State Department reported earlier in the day. Philippe Lazzarini, head of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, or UNRWA, crossed into Gaza Wednesday, where he met with Palestinian communities and other UNRWA colleagues working in the territory. He said he was shocked by the scale of the humanitarian needs in Gaza. This is VOA News. The White House is privately developing a national strategy to fight Islamophobia amid skepticism from the Muslim American community over U.S. President Joe Biden's administration's staunch support for Israel in the Hamas war. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
People briefed on the matter say the announcement was expected when the president met with Muslim leaders last week, but was then delayed, in part due to concerns the administration lacked credibility on the issue. Some in the Muslim American community have ripped the president and National Security Council spokesman John Kirby for saying they have no confidence in the Palestinian death count from Israel's strikes in Gaza because it comes from the Hamas-run health ministry. Still, anti-Jewish and anti-Muslim hate incidents have spiked in the U.S. since the Hamas attack on Israel last month. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Pakistani authorities began rounding up undocumented foreigners, most of them Afghans, on Wednesday ahead of a midnight deadline for them to leave or face expulsion. The removal of people to temporary holding centers began a day earlier than previously announced. The Interior Ministry said more than 140,000 people had already voluntarily left after days in which trucks piled high with belongings and crammed with people have jammed major roads out of the country. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is fighting to stay on the 2024 ballot in two states where lawsuits argue under the Constitution his January 6, 2021 election overturning attempted conduct bars him from running for re-election. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
At issue in a Colorado court, a Civil War era clause in the 14th Amendment prohibiting anyone engaging in insurrection against the Constitution from holding higher office. The plaintiffs include Republicans. The evidence includes Donald Trump's own words on January 6th before the crowd stormed the Capitol.
If you don't fight like hell, you're not going to have a country anymore.
Meanwhile, in Michigan, Trump's attorneys are asking a court to prevent the Secretary of State there from leaving his name off the primary ballot. They say the cases are anti-democratic. I'm Julie Walker.
Donald Trump Jr. took the witness stand at the civil fraud trial over whether his father overstated his wealth to banks and insurers. The former U.S. president's eldest son began testifying Wednesday. His testimony is kicking off a blockbuster stretch as the trial in New York Attorney General Letitia James' lawsuit enters its second month. She says Trump, his company, and top executives, including his Trump's adult children, overstated his wealth to banks and insurers. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.